From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Mental health providers in South Florida are stressing the need for more trauma awareness and suicide prevention resources. The renewed calls follow the apparent suicide deaths of two young survivors from last year's shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. WLRN health reporter Sammy Mack spoke with Dr. Nicole Mavrides about the risk of suicide to kids who experience trauma. Mavrides is a child psychiatrist and professor at the University of Miami and Jackson Behavioral Health. She is also a graduate of Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. A reminder first, if you are hurting and need to talk with someone now, a good place to start is by calling your community help and crisis hotline, 211 in all South Florida counties and the Florida Keys. You can also call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255.
What are some of the signs that someone might hurt themselves?
We look for impulsivity or talking about self-harm. We also have to look for the kids who are depressed, who are withdrawn, who are isolating themselves, who maybe are wearing long sleeves when it's 90 degrees out. Those are things that maybe there's some indication that they've either started to hurt themselves or are thinking about it.
When you say impulsivity, how do you know what's a teenager being a teenager and what's a teenager who is in danger of possibly hurting themselves or killing themselves?
So it's hard, but the impulsivity that we're looking for are risky behaviors. So staying out ridiculously late when they never used to, or maybe getting into trouble with drugs and alcohol, stealing, going on a lot of dates, or sleeping with somebody, doing something that maybe is just really out of character, that maybe is not in the norm of the regular teenage behaviors.
At what point should you just call 911 if you or someone you know appears to be on the verge of potentially killing themselves?
If you're worried that this person is going to hurt themselves and there's imminent danger of them hurting themselves, or if they're actively doing something, you have to call 911. These kids have shown that if they want to hurt themselves, they're going to figure out ways of doing it. So there's no way of keeping an eye on someone 24 hours a day. So if there's even a consideration, it's much safer to call 911 or go to an emergency room and at least be seen by a mental health provider.
How much a threat is suicide to the MSD community and other communities that have experienced trauma?
We know that post-traumatic stress and catastrophic events can cause depression and there can be suicidal thoughts, but we really now are seeing that there's a big risk. And that's why we want to get these kids the help that they really need to make sure that someone is looking out for them. Usually the first 6 months kind of following an event are the scariest because it's the most acute. But then after that, it's anytime there's an anniversary, anytime that there's something significant. But, you know, we still see that people who are affected, it can happen at any time.
My colleagues and I are aware of the suicide contagion effect, and this has been pretty well studied that depending on how they're represented, stories about suicide can encourage people who are at risk of self-harm. There are some health communication standards that we're working to follow, but who's at risk of being triggered just by the news?
The kids who are at risk are the kids who were already thinking about it. You know, this is not going to put new thoughts into kids' heads who were never depressed. These are kids who had the thoughts and maybe you're like, wow, that person did this. They were brave. We want to prevent that from happening. If you start to feel that the news is too much, if it's making you feel sad or it's giving you negative feelings, that's the time to turn it off. That's also the time to go and talk to someone about those feelings, to talk to your parents, to talk to a mental health professional, to talk to even your friends.
If you know someone who's hurting, how can you support them?
Just letting them know that you're there. And also helping them to make that decision to tell someone else. You know, if you're a kid and you know someone in your classes that is suffering from depression or suffering from cutting behaviors or things like that, be there for them, but also maybe encourage them to go and talk to an adult. If there's someone that they're really concerned about, then they need to then go and tell somebody for them because that could be saving their life.
That was Dr. Nicole Mavrides speaking with Sammy Mack. We've compiled a list of mental health resources, including hotlines and in-person support. You can find those at WLRN.org. If you need help now in South Florida, you can call 211. Also, you can talk to a trained counselor anytime at the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. 8255. This is WLRN News.